Heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and DAP. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine fall day? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. Are you outside looking at tons and tons of leaves that are all over the place trying to get them cleaned up? Got some gutters to empty out so they don't clog and overflow and wash out your landscaping or flood your basement? You got some kitchen projects to do, some painting, some floor squeaks to fix. Whatever project you want to get done, we are here to help lend a hand. We've got years and years of experience doing just that, and if there's a project that you need some assistance with, I bet we can get you pointed in the right direction. Coming up on today's show, have you checked your windows lately for drafts? You know, we're going to give you a checklist to make sure those windows are still as energy efficient as the day they were installed. We'll walk you through a DIY checklist and help you make sure that you're not wasting any energy dollars in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, painting a room really is the most economical way to change the decor of that space. But while most people spend a lot of time picking out that perfect color for the room, they really don't think about the perfect paint sheen. I mean, it's kind of an afterthought. So we're going to share some tips on how to choose the best sheen to make your project shine or not. Totally up to you.
That's a good point because, you know, sometimes too much sheen is a bad thing, right? Because it shows all the flaws. So, yeah, we'll walk you through those steps. But also ahead, spending more time than ever in our homes over the last year has driven many Americans to finally tackle the DIY home improvement projects they've been putting off. But for those living with their partner, doing it yourself also meant doing it together. So we wondered, how did those relationships fare amongst all that home improvement stress? There's been a new survey out that points out some interesting information about that. We'll share it in just a bit.
But first, let us help you guys create your best home ever. What projects are you working on this fall season? Are you just gearing up for family gatherings? You're trying to make it look nice inside, outside? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit.
888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it, Leslie. Lots of fall fix-ups going on out there. Who's first?
Catherine, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can patch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
Okay, so your main concern is that you have the holes that you're not using anymore, so you want to know if you can patch those?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you can.
And then the wires are already there.
Oh, the wires are there? Well, if the wires are there, if they're live, if they're connected on the other end, if they're energized to a panel, then they have to be disconnected for sure.
Okay.
You could just put a wire nuts on the end of it and cover the box. And there's different types of ceiling plates that could cover that. But frankly, if you're never going to use that wiring, I wouldn't have extra energized wiring through the ceiling. I would just disconnect it at the panel or wherever it was given power. If it's a matter of there's no wiring behind it or you've totally disconnected it and now you've got these big old holes, you can do it one of two ways. You can either put like a decorative plate, let's say it's around electrical box. There are electrical plates that are designed to fit over ceilings that can cover that. You can paint it white. It's not that noticeable. Or if you wanted to completely repair the ceiling as if it never happened at all, then what I would do is I would probably, if I was repairing that, I would square off the hole first. So, because it's a lot easier to patch a square hole than it is a round hole. And then what you do is you take another piece of drywall and you basically measure out a piece that's, well, let's say it's about 2 inches wider on all sides. So if it was 4x4 of the hole, I would cut a piece that was 8x8 or so. Because what you're going to do, and this is a little tricky, you're going to turn that piece of drywall upside down, and you're going to sort of score where that 4-inch piece would be in the middle. Then you're going to peel off all of the plastic that's on the drywall except for the paper on the outside edge, because that's going to actually act as the drywall tape. And then if you put spackle, and you put that little piece back up there, and you may have to tack it in place with a screw or something while it's drying, you can spackle that, and it will magically disappear. But when it's time to paint, make sure you prime it, and then always use a flat paint, because otherwise all the spackle you put up there, even if you do a good job, is going to be really obvious. Okay?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in Arkansas, you've got the money pit. What's going on?
A few years ago, my wife and I decided we would downgrade to a cheaper home, and the home we purchased has a basement. So we gave up our garage when we sold our other home and we moved to this house. And so what I would like to do is add a garage or carport at least. The house sits on a slope, and The east wall is on the lower side of the slope, and it already has a walk-in door. And what I would like to do is remove all the soil, all the dirt from that east wall, and add concrete and either a garage or a carport in that area. But I'm not sure if I remove all that dirt from that wall, if it'll affect the stability of the wall, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So in other words, where you would have to excavate, the wall in that area is a supportive wall that's basically holding up that side of the house. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. You can't dig it out without supporting the structure in the process. And there's a number of ways to do that. But I have to tell you straight off, Andrew, it's not a DIY project. You know, this is a big job. But there's a process called needle beaming where essentially it can run steel beams through the wall before that work is done, and then support them externally so that that they run perpendicular through it and in a couple of different places, and it will hold those walls up while you kind of do all the work that it would take to kind of restore that wall or beef it up. But that's the same thing that you would do if you were taking out a foundation. But if you're going to dig out that dirt, you're definitely going to disturb that wall, and you definitely may have some shifting of the house, and that would not be good. And also wouldn't be something that you're going to get insurance to pay for. You could make a heck of a mess out of it. So I think you need to get some professional help. And at least for this part of the project, you know, maybe there's some of the construction you can do yourself. But in terms of getting that foundation set for this addition or this carport, whatever it turns out to be, I would definitely get a pro involved. And I might even consider having an architect spec it out for me, because if you make some errors in this space, it could definitely affect the value of your home.
Okay. So I guess with removing all that from the wall, it could cause a buckling effect possibly.
Well, yeah, because the foundation is going to be resting on the soil below it. And we also don't know, because you said it was a sloped lot, we don't know how deep that foundation is compared to what it needs to be for this new addition. So it needs some, it may be that the foundation is not deep enough and you have to
you have to take it out completely and rebuild that piece of it. So there's just too many unknowns for you to dig into this, no pun intended, but I would definitely get some professional help.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'd appreciate the advice.
Yeah, no problem. If I thought you could do it yourself, I would, but this is definitely something where, you know, it could be very unsafe and it could definitely impact the value of your home as well as livability.
Yes, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your DIY questions at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, have you started feeling a draft from your windows just yet? We're going to share a checklist to make sure your windows are energy efficient in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Join us for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday, just in time for your next home improvement adventure.
Well, kitchens are a great project to tackle, and one project that can really change the look of that space is replacing the countertop. But while replacing the countertop can be expensive, refinishing it is not, and it can be easily accomplished with a kit that's just made exactly for this project, and that's what we're giving away today.
Yep, we've got the spread stone countertop finishing kit from Dice Coatings to give away today. It delivers a real stone surface. It's beautiful. It lasts. It's heat resistant. It's water repellent. It comes in 11 colors, and this project is an easy DIY job you can get done in a single weekend. It's worth $125 going out to one caller drawn at random. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, it's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Dice Coatings website at dicecoatings.com, but we've got one to give away, so make that you. Call us right now with your question. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you may just be taking home that spread stone countertop finishing kit from Dice Coatings.
Allison in Illinois is on the line, has a question about some gutters. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi. So we just bought our first home, and it's in the city, so it's very close to the house next to us. They're small lots. And so we're probably 5 feet from our neighbors on the south side. And we're hoping to finish our basement, so we're looking into waterproofing that. But we also just have this enormous puddle that happens every time it rains in between the two houses.
Okay.
Which is not in use. But anyway, so giant puddle. I don't actually know if French drain is okay in Chicago. But, yeah, just wondering what we can do about that. It's pretty unlevel ground.
So first of all, you mentioned that you're planning to waterproof your basement. If you do this right, you probably won't have to do any further waterproofing of your basement, because when your basements get damp and wet as a result of rainfall and puddles forming around the foundation, that is the source of the leak. So if we control that, we know that the basement will stay dry. Now, when you have two houses that are close together and there's no place for the water to run, you need to try to do everything you can to kind of manage it. Now, did the roofs on these houses both sort of dump into the space between it? Do they have gutters that are working? What kind of water management is there now?
Sure, yeah. Our gutters do work. We have a lot of trees, so we're going to have to clean them out frequently, but we've done that already. Our neighbor's does not. His gutter goes into the ground, and you can see when there's a little hole in the side of one of them, and it's just packed with dirt and leaves.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a problem because your neighbor's going to dump a lot of water your way. Can you chat with your neighbor about fixing this?
Or diverting it?
I don't even know how you clear out a gutter like that that goes into the ground.
Well, what you do is you basically, it's kind of like Roto-Rooter. You hire a drain cleaner.
Okay.
And essentially what has to happen here is you got to manage this water any way you can. So I would tell you this. I would put oversized gutters on both houses. So instead of a 4-inch gutter, I would put a 6-inch because they clog a lot less frequently. I would try to have the downspouts discharge to the lowest part of the property, and I would extend the downspout so that the water does not collect around the foundation, either overgrade or underground. You extend them and get them out. If I was still collecting water in the space between the two homes, what I would do is I would put a French drain, and basically that's a trench that's roughly 12 to 18 inches square. And then you put some stone in the bottom of it, you lay a perforated pipe in the stone, and then you put more dirt and stone around it, and essentially what happens is that the water collects in that area, it goes into the pipe, and it runs out. There's a type of French drain that's actually pre-made these days where you don't have to do the whole stone thing. And then you'll find that at home centers where it looks like a plastic perforated pipe, but it's wrapped in a cloth that has what looks like packing peanuts in between the cloth and the pipe itself, and that's sort of the aggregate, and that can go in one piece. But however you do this, you've got to put that drain in. It's got to pitch so at least about a quarter inch a foot so that the water that's collecting there can go somewhere. And that's the key. You got to find out where that somewhere is. You know, if it's the backyard, great. If it's the front yard, you might be able to drop it into the street if the town lets you do that. But you got to manage that water. If you don't manage the water, it's going to have no place to go but down, saturate those foundation walls, and it will show up as a leak in both basements potentially. But you can fix this, you know, if you manage the water. If you search on our website, at moneypit.com, about leaky basements, you'll find, if you look at how to solve a leaky basement and stop a basement that floods, you'll find some really good posts that we've done over the years on it. Some of the basement content on the site is some of the most popular that we have. That'll actually walk you through this step by step and to show you all the ways that this causes the floods. Okay?
Okay, great. And there's room for that in between the two houses with, like, the 5 feet.
Oh, that's plenty of room for it. Done it with less.
Okay.
All right? Okay, Allison, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, now that the temperatures are dropping, have you started to feel the drafts? It's a good time to inspect your windows for signs of those drafts that are driving up your energy costs. We're going to explain how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, you want to start by examining the edges of your window and patio doors for drafty areas. Now, an easy way to do this is to run the back of your hand slowly over these areas. Now, the back of our hands are way more sensitive than the palms, so you're really going to be able to quickly find those leaky spots.
Yeah, great tip. And those leaks can usually cut down on the energy efficiency of your windows. If you find them, you can use weather stripping or caulk to seal those gaps. And if you don't use the windows at all during the winter, you can consider window film that can be temporarily installed for the whole season and then removed.
Now, if your windows don't open or close easily, that could mean that key components inside are damaged or they need adjustment. And that could mean that the windows are no longer as efficient as they once were. So you should consider repairing them or replacing them.
Yeah, and if that sounds expensive, remember, you can replace windows a few at a time to cut costs. If you're going to do this project, be smart about it. What I would suggest is you replace the ones in the north-facing rooms of your house. That's the coldest side of the house, and then work toward the other sides of the house after that.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Dante in Rhode Island's on the line with a painting question. Tell us what you are working on.
Well, I had my house painted a couple of 2 years ago. Then my wife decided she wanted to take the towel rack off the wall. I took it off the wall. I compounded it. I sanded it. And I had some paint, a brand new can of, you know, a gray paint pint.
Right.
I opened it. I stirred it up. Put it on the wall. It dried a different color.
Are you repainting a wall, but you just happen to have an extra can of this stuff? Is that what you're doing?
The painter told me, so why don't you just buy a can of this paint?
Oh, okay. And now it's not matching. I understand. Problem is that with exposure to sunlight, the color changes. It fades. How big is this room?
It's a bathroom. It's not big.
All right, so it's a small room. All right. Listen, I think the easiest thing for you to do at this point is to repaint the whole room. Because with all the aggravation you're going through to try to match this old paint, by the time you just mask everything off, put one coat of primer on first. That is really important. Do not skip the primer step. It will be very sad. Prime the walls first, because this will seal in whatever's there, and then just put one coat of paint on top over that, and you'll be good to go. I think at this point, you've made every effort that you should reasonably make to find the color that matches the old paint. You were unsuccessful, so let's go and start from scratch, especially since it's only a bathroom in a fairly small room and easy to paint. Okay?
Not like that it's old. The can was brand new.
I hear you, but it's not working. So there's a point where you kind of throw in the towel, and that's what I would do. If that was me, I wouldn't mess with it any further. I would just throw in the towel, put a coat of primer on everything, repaint the walls, and call it a day. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, painting a room is a great way to change the look of the decor, but besides picking out that perfect color, the paint sheen really is key to making sure that the project looks great. We're going to share some tips when we come back. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple Mat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homelessness.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant,
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And that's why it's real important that they be done correctly. You can't, you know, when you install these transfer switches inside, they have technology built into them to prevent what's called a back feed, so that electricity doesn't go back through the wiring and can hurt a lineman, for example, that's working on the power line. So you can't really run it without the transfer switch, and that has to be permanently installed. And the generator itself is a very big appliance. That said, a portable generator, you know, is much smaller. Now, if you just want to power a couple of things, you know, you could use a very small generator. Generac has one that's called the IQ. That's 2,000 watts. That's under $1,000, and will, you know, power a fair number of household items, small appliances, lights, that sort of thing. But you have some options there. But again, you have to use an extension cord.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Linda. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, painting a room is the most economical way to change your decor. But while most of us spend a lot of time picking out that perfect color, choosing the perfect paint sheen is also super important, because the right sheen can mean the difference between easy cleanup and a smudge that is really hard to get rid of, for one.
Yeah, so let's start with the basics about the sheen. First of all, flat. It's got a matte appearance, no sheen, and this really is a good choice when the surface you're covering is not in the most perfect condition, because the more reflective or shiny the sheen is or the finish is in the paint, the more you're going to notice those imperfections. I'm talking about things like a drywall seam or a nail pop, or if you had a previous texture on the wall and you sort of knocked it down and it maybe isn't the most even, you'll definitely notice it with more of a sheen, but with a flat, you won't. It's also really great for ceilings, but it's not meant for areas that are high traffic, high touch, because it's going to show scuffs and it's going to smudge easily, and it can be hard to clean. Now, this one, eggshell, it's my favorite, but I have noticed that when I use eggshell, depending on the color, you sort of get a variety of the sheen of eggshell. Like, the deeper, darker the color, the more shiny it will appear than like a gray or a taupe or a beige. Now, most people think eggshell, that's just the color, but what happens is when that paint dries, the surface of it kind of looks like an actual eggshell. It's got, you know, it's mostly flat, but it's got a little area that seems kind of rich or a little bit of a sheen, kind of velvety, and it's a smooth finish. It does reflect a little bit more than flat, but it is going to hide those imperfections. It's somewhat washable, and it's not really as durable as the other sheens, but I really do love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, and that reflection is really the issue. If you use too much of a gloss or too much of a sheen on a wall, for example, most drywallers today are not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but I mean, if you want to find the imperfections in a wall, go ahead and paint it with something that's got a sheen to it, because when the sunlight casts across it, when the room lights cast across it, you know, just hold a flashlight at an angle, like flat to the wall. I used to do this when I was inspecting and I was kind of looking for cracks and stuff. I'd hold it like almost on the wall, and as that light casts across it, you can see every nail, you can see every spackle mark, you can see every seam. And that's what happens when the light gets cast across it. So make sure you go with nothing that is stronger than the eggshell on walls. Now, from there, because the sheen really starts to kick up, let's start with satin. It's got kind of a silky sheen. It's really my favorite sort of sheen for most projects, for trim and also for like urethane projects. Because it reflects just enough light, and it works really well in spaces that are damp, like kitchens and bathrooms. It's durable enough for kids' rooms and hallways. It can also be used on woodwork and trim, and it stands up well to grime. It cleans up super well, too. From there, we go to semi-gloss, which is shinier than satin, and that reflects actually about 35 to 50% of the light that hits it. So if you've got an area that is really prone to fingerprints, for example, then that's a good choice for semi-gloss. And from there, high gloss. Highest sheen paint, great for utility rooms, playrooms, where washability is absolutely a must. But don't use it if you're worried about imperfections, because it will highlight every single one.
I love it on a banister.
Hey, that's a good place for it, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right, and it gets super dirty, so it's easy to clean.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we're here to help with all of those home improvement and decor questions that you've got. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, spending more time at home? Come on, guys. We've been home a lot the past year and a half. So maybe you've been looking around the house and starting to tackle those DIY projects that you had been putting off. But for those living with their partner, doing it yourself meant doing it together. So how did those relationships fare amongst that home improvement stress, plus the stress of the pandemic? My goodness. We're going to share the results of a new survey that tells all next.
You live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deitch Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deitch Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deitch Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings.
Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen to the Money Pit whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which gives you a perfect amount of time to plan a weekend project or maybe your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing that countertop. But while replacing the countertop could be expensive, refinishing it certainly is not, and you can easily accomplish it with a kit that's made exactly for this project, and we're giving it away today.
Yep, it's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's made by Deitch Coatings. This adds a real stone surface to your old top. It's beautiful, it lasts, it's heat resistant, it's of course water repellent, and it's a project you can tackle in one weekend. Now it's available for $125 online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. But we've got one Spreadstone countertop finishing kit going out to a listener drawn at random. If you'd like to enter, call us with your home improvement question or post it at MoneyPit.com. And that phone number is 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got Lee on the line with a real estate question.
We are a military couple, and we have 5 children. We're just trying to decide when we should put our house up on the market. We just got orders to go to a new base, and we're trying to decide if we should put it up now or wait a few months, when the best time would be for that.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for your service, and that's quite a challenge that you have. You've got 5 kids, and you've got to move. I would say that you'd be better off putting it up now, not waiting, even though it doesn't seem like it's the best time of year to sell. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush, as my dad always used to say. And if you can sell that house now, rather than risk not having it sold by the time it's time for you to move, that's the best possible scenario. If you find a buyer that's really cooperative, they might even be able to extend the closing date to give you the time that you need to get to the new base. But I guess if I was faced with that scenario, I would probably try to get the home on the market as quickly as possible.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, there's no doubt that home improvement can be stressful, but add to it the confines of being at home with a partner through those projects, and you've got the makings of the best relationship test ever, or perhaps a shortcut to divorce court.
Well, Home Advisor recently surveyed homeowners across the country to find out how DIY couples navigated home improvement projects, and the results, pretty interesting. So 7 in 10 say home improvement projects are a great relationship test, no doubt. And agreeing to or staying on budget was an issue for 80% of couples. So it always comes down to the money, right?
That is true. And nearly 3 in 5 couples described the home improvement process as satisfying, while only 1 in 5 said it was tense. Now, the best projects to work on with a partner are the bedroom, the kitchen, and a living room. And couples are more likely to argue over small things like the paint color rather than the bigger decisions like, should we knock this wall down? Which you would think it would be the other way around.
Yeah, and even though it can lead to tension, respondents often enjoy doing DIY home improvement projects with their partner. 2 in 5 described the experience as satisfying, and 67% said it brought them closer together. Isn't that nice?
We've got Dana in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with some peeling paint. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, on our north side where it gets very little sunlight, we were painting it. It was painted before, but we were repainting it, and where it was chipping. And we did put down some primer first, and then we painted it, and then it keeps bubbling and chipping after we're done painting it.
Wow. So even though you put down primer, it still seems to keep separating. Is it separating from a layer deeper than the primer coat? Like, cause sometimes with multiple coats of paint, it'll break down deeper in the surface, like one of the earlier coats of paint.
I don't I don't think it is. Someone said that what they thought might have happened is the first time it was painted, that the painters might have painted it. I don't even know if they put primer down. They might have put one coat, and they might have painted it right after a rainstorm when the wood was still wet.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But the thing is, if they didn't prime it, then that's the reason it's separating. Primer is always really important because it really makes the color coat stick, so to speak. So if you've got peely paint, there's no way that you can go over that with new paint because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's just going to continue to peel. So you got to get down to a surface that's below all that loose stuff. Now, if it's a big area, you can prime the whole thing. If it's small areas that are sort of separated, then you can do what's called spot priming. And just to be absolutely certain, when you go to the home center or the paint store, I would get a bonding primer, which is very adhesive, and it really sticks to those old surfaces no matter what's there. And then once that's all set up, then you can go ahead and put another finish coat on top, and you should be good to go.
So we'd have to completely, like, strip the paint, is what you're saying, and then
put down... Yep, I am. Unfortunately, if it's not sticking, it's not sticking. You just can't go over it. It's just going to be worse.
Bonding primer, you said, and then paint it again?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And that'll solve it. Yeah, you got it, Dana. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, brought to you by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, what do you do when your deck stain just won't stick? That is a terrible problem, which we are going to help solve next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie,
and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, Vicki says, we have a cedar deck that was finished twice with a dark stain. After about a year, the stain started peeling like paint. We used a pressure washer to get some of the loose paint off, but that also caused some of the wood to splinter. How do we remove the rest of the stain, and what do we do to refinish it?
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful with the pressure washer, right? I mean, there's so much pressure in that, and usually they're very adjustable, so you want to use only as much as you absolutely need, even if it takes longer, because if you use too much pressure, you can definitely damage the wood. I mean, I've even seen pressure washers damage concrete when they're set too high. So they're a good tool, especially if the paint is loose, but there's a fair amount of elbow grease needed to kind of scrub off that loose stuff. And you don't have to get every piece of it off, but if it's not adhering, then it has to come off, because you can't put, you know, good paint over bad paint or good stain over bad stain. So I would say to get off as much as you can. And then at this point, I would wait for summer. Wait until it's good and dry, even spring or late spring.
Yeah, but like days after no rain, like it's got to be dry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the kind of project where you go, oh, I'm going to do it, you know, I don't know, first week in May. And then the first week in May, it rains like crazy. And you go, I'll do it next week. And then you wait 3 days. Okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then it rains again. See, timing is really important. So wait till it's good and dry. And then you want to use a high adhesion primer. Now, typically you would not use a primer on a deck. But in your case, you're having a real bad time getting this to stick. So I'm going to suggest that you don't stain it, but paint it. You can use the low sheen paint. It's almost the same as a solid color stain, but I want you to use a high adhesion primer. And what that means is these are primers that are made specifically to stick to the deck, stick to the base, stick to the substrate, and not peel off. The only job of that primer is to grab on to those wood fibers and not separate. Once the primer dries, then you put some paint on top of that. An easy way to do that is to pick up a paint sprayer. You can rent one, but frankly, today you can buy them just as inexpensively. Wagner's got a whole line of them. Their Control Pro line's really good. And you can spray that deck a lot quicker than you could paint it, and you will get in every nook and cranny.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, and you can use the paint sprayer for the primer, too. You know, there's no reason not to do that. The job goes quickly. Yeah, it takes a little more time to set up and clean up because you've got the sprayer to deal with, but it's definitely easier and the best way to do it. Otherwise, you got to, like, shove the brush into all of those little grooves between the boards, and you never get it 100%. So I think that's what you're up against, Vicki. You're going to have to do a good job with it this time so it'll stick. And if you do it right, you ought to get 7-8 years out of it.
Yeah, Vicki, and once you do get a finish to stick, Tom's right, you're going to get a long run with that finish. So take your time, do it right, and make sure you pick a color you like, because you're going to be stuck with it.
Well, let's be positive. You're going to enjoy it. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. What projects are you tackling right now? What projects do you want to get done? If you've not been able to reach us during this show to ask questions, you can try us any time of the day or night by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. You can also post your questions to our Instagram page, our Facebook page. You can tweet us with your questions. We are out there looking to support the jobs that you guys want to do around your house and help you create your best home ever. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
No.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An anti-Donald Trump group says it was behind a smear attempt against Virginia GOP gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin.
The Lincoln Project is taking credit for a group of five people holding tiki torches who showed up at a Charlottesville campaign stop by Youngkin. The appearance was meant to associate Youngkin with torch-bearing white supremacists who descended on the city during 2 days of violence in 2017. Charlottesville TV station WVIR reported that while Youngkin was inside a restaurant, the group of five people appeared next to Youngkin's campaign bus. After Democrats denied having anything to do with the group, the Lincoln Project said it was behind what it called a demonstration. Keith Peters reporting.
At the G20 summit, President Biden told leaders of Germany, France, and Britain he's resuming international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. The four leaders issued a statement warning of provocative steps Tehran's taking by continuing to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade level, Mr. Biden trying to revive a 2015 nuclear deal. Merriam-Webster has added 455 new words to its venerable dictionary.
Dad bod, am I right? Those make the list among a number of abbreviations and slang ubiquitous on social media. Merriam-Webster defines am I right as a quick way to write am I right. Others include TBH, an abbreviation for to be honest, and FTW, as in for the win. Merriam-Webster explains in social media, FTW is often used to acknowledge a clever or funny response to a question or meme. Partisan politics also contributed with the phrase whataboutism, the act or practice of responding to an accusation of wrongdoing by claiming that an offense committed by another is similar or worse. I'm Ben Thomas.
The latest news and the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo is urging Southeast Asian countries to speed up plans to create a regional travel corridor to help revive tourism and speed up a recovery from the economic damage of the pandemic.
Citing UN and World Trade Organization data, Widodo says the level of restrictions in Southeast Asia is the highest in the world, with coronavirus cases in the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations now declining. Those restrictions should be eased to allow people to travel more freely. Speaking in an online business forum, Widodo urged immediate adoption of a regional travel corridor, a concept initiated by Indonesia in 2020 that would include faster immigration lanes and recognition of vaccine certificates. Jeremy House reporting.
Toyota says it's testing hydrogen combustion engines in race cars as it works toward using the technology in commercial products. News and analysis at townhall.com. A judge has ordered Alabama striking miners to stop picketing.
Circuit Judge James Roberts issued a restraining order prohibiting the union members from picketing within 300 yards of Warrior Met coal mines and offices in Tuscaloosa. The company says the level of violence along picket lines had reached a dangerous level over the last week. United Mine Workers of America International President Cecil Roberts called the restraining order unconstitutional and said it will not break the strike. Miners have been on strike since April. John Scott reporting.
Portland, Oregon tourism officials say the city's badly damaged reputation is because of months of destructive protests, a homeless crisis, and a record year of homicides. Travel Portland, the city's tourism promotion group, partly funded by taxes, told the city council and mayor that the city's declined to its lowest level of being a likely destination for conventions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. Bank of America and DAP. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you doing this fine early November day if you are working in your house? If you're thinking about a project to get ready for the holidays, sprucing up a bathroom, a kitchen, maybe a basement, maybe you're thinking about tackling a bigger project to make your home more energy efficient, adding insulation, switching out some drafty windows, whatever is on your how-to-to-do list, we can put it on ours too and give you some tips, give you some advice, maybe talk about some shortcuts so that you can save money and get the job done once. Get it done right so you can get to enjoying your house all that much quicker. If you'd like to get in touch with your questions, it's easy to do. Pick up the phone and dial 1-888-666-3974, which spells 888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about garage heating. It's a popular project this time of year, so we'll walk you through the best options to take the chill out of your garage space so that maybe you have another place to hide away and get some jobs done.
A secret space to go to where no one will
buy. A secret space that's heated.
That's always the best.
Hey, that was the first project I did when the pandemic hit. I insulated my garage. I picked up a heater. I was a happy camper.
Yeah, you were like, I need to get away from my family for 5 minutes.
That's right.
Also ahead, DIY is definitely on the rise. But according to a new survey by Angie, over 40% of homeowners said that their projects were more challenging and expensive than they expected them to be. And 80% admit to making a minor or major mistake along the way. We're going to dig into the most common ways DIY went wrong, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, those those major mistakes, they can be very expensive. Well, with the chilly weather upon us, now is also a great time to take on projects that will improve your warmth and comfort as the temperatures drop. So we're going to start out a quick little series on these projects with some water heater maintenance. What? You didn't know you had to maintain your water heater? Yeah, you do. And if you get it right, you'll never run out.
But first, the Money Pit is about you, you guys. So whether you live in an apartment, a house, whether you're dealing with a repair, or maybe you're just dreaming about a renovation, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and hopefully help you have a little bit of fun along the way.
But first, help yourself by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your project questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's up first?
Now we've got Sandy in Texas on the line who's got a question about texturing drywall. Tell us about your project.
I stripped the wallpaper in our kitchen until it's down to sheetrock, and we'd like to put texture in it. But I'd like to do it as simply as possible. So I've heard that you can put texture into paint, and I'd like some more information about that or what you recommend.
That is possible, right, Leslie, to use an additive in paint. But, frankly, we usually get the opposite question. Most people call us wanting to take the texture away. So I would say, Sandy, are you really sure you want to do this? Because once it gets on there, it's hard to make it go away.
Right, yes. I mean, our other walls have some texture. I mean, and it's not a heavy texture. It's just a little bit to make it just not the flat sheetrock.
And it's a texture in the paint, or it's an actual texture within the drywall itself, almost like a stippling?
Well, I'd rather not go that route, is the stippling or spackling. I'd like to add some texture to the paint just to give the wall something other than the smooth drywall.
Well, there's a couple of different techniques that you can use. First, there's something called a linen technique. That's done with almost like a wallpaper brush, sort of a very short, stiff bristle that's, you know, maybe 12 inches to 18 inches wide. And you put the paint on and then you sort of drag that brush through. And that gives you a linear texture to it. And that can kind of look like wallpaper. And you can do it with one color or do a base color and then let that dry and then put a thinner coat on top and then drag that line through. You could do something that's almost called a Venetian plaster. But that involves, you know, sort of marbling the texture on and burnishing it and rubbing it. And it really is a heavier coat of paint and plaster. But that gives a really interesting sort of cloudy textural look that sometimes has a high shine to it. There's a suede texture. I think Ralph Lauren is one of the paints that makes that. And that has, it really does look like suede. It has that sort of like rubbed, softer, matte-looking texture to it. There's a sanded finish where there's actual sand in the paint. Sometimes that can feel a little rough, almost like a sandpaper, but that gives a nice texture too. They all have different application techniques, so if I were looking at a paint that has a specific texture in a home center, I'd make sure that I really read those directions and looked at what that manufacturer was recommending for the application process and get those correct tools and do the proper prep work for it. Because some of those textures are, you know, kind of labor-intensive for a DIYer, and you want to make sure you get it right.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I will look into the things you suggested here and make a decision then.
I hope that helps you out.
It does. Thank you so much.
Mike in Ohio is on the line and needs some suggestions with heating a home in the event of a power outage. Welcome, Mike.
Yes, we do indeed. Because of the terrible winter weather, especially December, January, February is bad. So it's 3 months. And, emergency sources of, and safe, especially safe sources of indoor heating inside the home in case the furnace goes out.
All right. Well, first of all, do you have a fireplace?
No, I do not.
All right. So let me just suggest then that the safest indoor heating source is your furnace, which can be made operable through the installation of a standby generator. Do you run on gas?
Yes, natural gas, forced hot air.
So what we would recommend is that you invest in a standby generator. Leslie just put one of these in. I'm actually putting in. In fact, I met with the Kohler generator representative today to size one for my home. I had a smaller one that actually got me through Hurricane Sandy, speaking of natural disasters. And now I'm ready to upgrade to a bigger one. And I got to tell you, the prices have come down on them. They're very efficient, and in some cases, depending on the size, they will repower your entire house. Because if you lose power, you know, you're going to be able to restore some heat, maybe if you had something like a kerosene space heater, but I'm not going to tell you that's safe. It's not. There's thousands of fires that happen all the time, every year, because of things like that. So I would recommend that you think about investing in a standby generator. Now, you can either get one that covers the entire house, or Kohler also recently had a line that came out that is as small as an 8K, a 10K, or a 12K generator. So they have a smaller generator line, a larger generator line, all permanently installed standby. So basically they come on automatically when the power goes out. That is definitely the safest way to repower your house, reheat your house in an emergency.
What would we do in the case that the furnace actually broke and say they couldn't get a part through expedited mail for a day or two? And worst case scenario, you know, we're looking at 10 to 15 degrees below zero.
You're in trouble, Mike, because there is no space heater that is going to be able to heat that entire house. You know, you can have portable electric heaters, you can have some kerosene heaters, but you're never going to get the same level and same of comfort you're going to get in that house. And frankly, I doubt that that would ever happen. You'd have to have a really oddball furnace, because most furnaces have pretty standardized parts, and it doesn't take days or weeks to get them fixed.
All right, thank you.
Mike, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, adding heat to your garage is a popular project this time of year. We're going to help you sort through the best options to take the chill out of your garage space when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
You live in a Money Pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learn a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you can listen when you want to The Money Pit when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, here's one project that can really change the look of a kitchen. It's replacing the countertop. But while doing a countertop replacement can be pretty costly, refinishing it is not. And it's something that you can get done in a single weekend with a kit made just for that that we're giving away today.
That's right. We've got up for grabs the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. Now, what's so different about this finishing kit is that it's real stone. So you're going to have a beautiful countertop that's really going to last long. It's high performance, so it's heat resistant. It's water repellent. 11 different colors are out there. So you're going to find one that really matches your kitchen's decor. But the best of all is that you can do this project yourself in a weekend. I mean, how great is that?
That Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, if you'd like to learn more about this product, it's available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
All right, now we're going to Tennessee where Gene has a stucco question. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, the house was built in 1914, and the outside, the exterior walls are covered with stucco that has the kind of swirly bumps where they swirl the trowels on it. And it looks like it's in good condition, so I was thinking we could probably just spray it a nice color. It's still kind of golden like it used to be, but wherever the branches of the shrubs went against it, it's kind of yucky and gray looking. But I know that when we painted our patio slab, we had to do some treatment to it before we could paint it. Does stucco need some preconditioning besides just hosing it off with soap and water?
Well, the first thing you need to do is to make sure that there's no algae attached to it, and so I would probably do a very light pressure washing and cleaning of the outside of the house and let it dry for a good couple of days in warm weather. And then I would prime it with an oil-based primer, and then I would use a good quality exterior top coat paint over that. You can't cut any corners here. You can't take any shortcuts, but if you do it once and you do it right, it's going to last you a long time because that siding is not organic. You may find very well that paint can last you 10 to 12 years as opposed to maybe 5 to 8 if it was wood.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, adding heat to your garage is a popular project this time of year or at the beginning of pandemics when Tom just wants to get the heck away from his family for a little bit. Whatever your motivation.
Yeah, that's why my garage is like, 30, 40 feet from the house. It's a detached garage. And it was the first thing that I did during the pandemic was added heat out there and some insulation.
It's definitely Tom's little spot. He likes to go to get away from everything.
Cave.
Well, guys, whatever your motivation is, putting heat in the garage truly is a fantastic project, but you've got to determine the best option for your house because there are a lot of options. So first you need to think about how you're going to use it and then choose from three different types of space heaters before you make that final decision. Now, you've got forced air heaters, infrared heaters, and electric heaters, and your decision is kind of going to be based in part on the available fuel types at your house. Natural gas heater, propane, kerosene, or electricity, as well as how many square feet of space that you're looking to heat.
Now, here's some general guidelines on the heaters. Forced air garage heaters will give you instant heat, kind of like a conventional furnace for your house would be. They're easy to use. They can be complicated to install because it's pretty much like installing another plumbing appliance. And the heating levels can also be set by a thermostat, which is handy as opposed to, you know, a thermostat that's like on the heater itself. They're a great way to warm an entire garage. Keep in mind, though, that the largest units are going to run on natural gas, so they have to be vented. They're going to have to be vented up through the roof. Same rules apply as installing a furnace. The next option, infrared heaters. Now, these deliver radiant heat rather than using a conventional blower fan, which heats the air. The radiant heaters can work well when you're only looking to heat a very specific area as opposed to, like, the entire space, but you won't feel warm as quickly because it heats objects first rather than the air itself.
Now, aside from these built-in options, you can also consider portable garage heaters. And there are portable electric garage heaters, which also require very little maintenance, which is great. So electric heaters, you're probably thinking, gosh, that's expensive. Well, they used to be. The newer models that are out there today are competitively priced, and they've got a number of safety benefits. So like tip-over protection, meaning it's going to automatically turn off if the unit is tilted off its base or it's fallen over. So it's definitely come a long way in the electrical area of heating.
Now, lastly, and this is the option I went with, a portable kerosene heater. Great option. I have one in my shop, and my shop is 600 square feet. It's about 20 by 30. And I found that a 23,000 BTU unit was just perfect. So it's not huge, larger than what you might use like in a room in your house. And it does a great job because once it gets going, you know, I said maybe 15, 20 minutes before I want to go out there. By the time I go in there, it's perfect. I mean, I don't like the garage to be the same temperature as the house because I'm moving around and working, you know, so I'm going to build up a little bit of body heat. But I really like this. The only issue I've had with it is I sometimes leave the kerosene in it too long, and the kerosene doesn't last very long before it starts to go bad, and it gets a little smoky. So I have to keep reminding myself not to do that, just to put in only what I need and make sure I run it dry when I'm done. So that's a little more aggravation. But, I mean, I think we paid, I don't know, $200 or $300 for it. It wasn't very expensive, and it's been very, very efficient and really a good solution. So no matter which way you go, having heat in the garage really opens up that space to use throughout the entire winter instead of just a place to park your car and kind of store your stuff until it warms up again.
George in Texas is on the line with the driveway question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about some fairly big cracks in my concrete driveway. Anything to do with that?
So are these new cracks, George, or have they been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there for a while. The concrete's probably 40 years old.
Okay. And how wide are the cracks? How far open are they?
Maybe a half inch.
Two things. Number one, you can repair these, and QuickCrete makes a number of products that can help. But one thing that you want to do is, because the cracks are so wide, is you're going to have to insert what's called a backer rod in there first, which is like a very small foam tube. And you press that down until it's about a half inch below the surface, or maybe 3/8 of an inch below the surface. And then you can use a flowable urethane caulk on top of that. And the reason you're putting the backer rod in there is so that you don't lose a lot of the joint sealing material down, all the way down to the ground. And once you do this, and if you do it right, then that seal will expand and contract and it won't crack again. Okay, so you stuff the crack with the backer rod, and then you repair it with a urethane sealant.
Okay, what is it I'm putting first in the crack?
It's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube.
Oh, okay.
It's like a styrofoam tube. It comes in different diameters, just to fill the gap.
I see, okay. And then all the smaller ones just don't do that? Put the second item in there?
And then you apply the flowable urethane, okay? And that ought to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is brought to you by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Well, DIY is definitely on the rise, but according to a new survey by Angie, over 40% of homeowners said their projects were more challenging and more expensive than they had expected, and 80% admit to making a minor or a major mistake along the way. Up next, we're going to dig into the most common ways that DIY went wrong, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen to you.
Hey, money, pick.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects. Whether you pick up or we deliver, now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, since the start of the pandemic, DIY has been on the rise. But according to the survey by Angie, over 40% of homeowners said their DIY projects were more challenging and more expensive than they expected. And 80% of those taking on projects themselves had a minor or major mistake happen.
Well, with numbers like that, more and more home improvers are asking themselves the question, is DIY worth it? With us to talk about that is Misha Fisher. Misha is the chief economist for Angie. Misha, welcome back to the program.
Hey, great to be with you both again.
Hey, you know, it sounds like overconfidence may play a role here in selecting those projects that ultimately don't come out as planned. You know, I wonder, always wonder at the downside of the volume of videos and posts and TV programs that are out there today that too often make the project look a lot simpler than it is. I mean, Leslie was in home improvement television, makeover television for years, and Leslie, you got what, out of 30 minutes of program, you got about 20 minutes of content, and it took days to put that together?
Yeah, a 30-minute show is 22 minutes of content. And truly, like, our projects would take hours, and it would be, like, whittled down to, like, and woof, it's done! And people would be, like, so mad at me in the home centers. They'd be like, it wasn't that easy. I'm sorry. I think people just get excited and want to jump in, and then all of a sudden they realize there's either a tool or a part of the project or a process, something that's out of their wheelhouse, and they're just not comfortable.
Yeah, that is so true in terms of, it's important to remember, I mean, I love home improvement content as much as the next person. It's a lot of fun to watch, but it is also people who are making content for a living, not necessarily people who are renovating their own houses in a quick weekend. So it's one of those things that you really have to be cognizant of.
So in your survey, you found that there's a lot of people that are getting themselves into trouble. What are some of the mistakes that people were sort of owning up to? What can we learn from what you found from this audience?
So there was a couple of things that really popped out as being, you know, pretty costly. So the expensive damage, we found about 52% there said that they, you know, broke something that was, you know, valuable or sentimental. There's injury, right? You want to be careful about injury. And, you know, we tend to think of injury as being catastrophic, but even, you know, a minor injury can still really wreck a day or a week. To say nothing of, you know, accidentally taking a finger off of the table saw. There's also just accidentally putting a screwdriver bit into your thumbnail, right? I mean, even that can be quite painful. And, you know, ask me how I know that. It's because I've done it to myself.
Well, that's a serious injury to your ego you're talking about there, Misha.
It's a serious injury to my ego, and it also makes a pretty interesting-looking scar. But it's one of those things where, you know, people, you know, even something as simple as doing painting with a ladder, I mean, that can be a fatal mistake, if not a life-changing one, if you break a leg or an arm or something like that. So all of these things can lend themselves to immediate injury. But then there's also, of course, you know, if you try and DIY an electrical circuit or something like that, you can start a fire later on, even if you manage to avoid electrocuting yourself in the short run. So all of these things, you know, you really have to ask yourself, do you have not only the time and the tools, but also the talent to avoid injury? Because it's one thing to do the work, it's another thing to do the work well, and then it's a third thing to do the work safely.
Now, you also found that DIYers in general were not always doing everything themselves, because a very high percentage of them planned to hire a pro or did hire a pro for some of the projects. So there is some of that checks and balances out there, it seems like.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the discussion about this over the years has been, are people doing it themselves or are they hiring a pro? And I think that there's sort of a growing movement towards a blended approach. There are certainly some things that one can sort of safely DIY themselves. And that could potentially be prepping a location or ripping, you know, if you're putting in new cabinets, you could rip out the old ones yourself and save some time there because, you know, obviously even demolition you can do poorly if you accidentally take out the wrong part of a wall. But by and large, it is potentially a way to sort of save some money or to have somebody come in and then do a little bit of the trim yourself afterwards. So there's certainly, I think, a growing recognition of the ability to stretch your dollar when you're hiring out, to really hire out for the things that you want done well and safely, and then to do some of those less complicated portions yourself. And that can, you know, potentially allow you to just take those scarce dollars, especially when we see so much rise in the cost of both labor and materials, you can stretch those dollars and get them to go a lot further.
We're talking to Misha Fischer. He's the chief economist for Angie about the home improvements that people have been taking on over the last year or so and how often they tend to get themselves into a bit of a jam with them. Let's talk about the difference between projects men are taking on versus women. Some interesting insights there.
Yeah, so there's a couple funny things we found, you know, and I think that a lot of people might be able to speak to those things in their own lives. But we found that men are much more likely than women to say they wanted to prove someone wrong. So it's 31% versus 16%, or to say they can do just as good of a job a pro, which is about 48% versus 32%. So this is one of those things where, you know, you start to notice that there is the potential for, you know, certainly the stereotype about male hubris can come into play. And, you know, in terms of how people approach these things. But there's also a difference in terms of what people prioritize. We've got this, not necessarily in our latest research, but in research we put out earlier in the year, we found that there's also a difference in preference of what people prefer to finish. So, you know, these things sort of tend to break down in terms of what people value as projects. So garages and basements are more popular among men, for example. But across all these things, certainly, the overall tendency to over or underestimate how long something's going to take, we don't find a big difference. But in terms of the capacity to artificially believe they can do it when potentially they can't, yeah, that one definitely, unfortunately, skews towards men.
All critical things to keep in mind when you are considering your next home improvement project. If you do need a pro, you can always turn to the pros that are located at Angie.com, A-N-G-I.com, to find a talented, well-referenced pro for your particular project. Misha Fischer, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit once again. Fascinating information you guys learned in this survey, and definitely a lot to think about so that we work within our ability, that we don't work beyond our ability, and get those projects done safely and successfully the first time out.
That's wonderful. Thank you both for all your hard work and covering the space.
Well, with the chilly weather upon us, now is a great time to take on projects to improve your warmth and comfort as those temperatures are dropping, starting with a little water heater maintenance to help make sure that you never run out. We're going to explain next.
Live in a body pit.
So, Leslie, last weekend, I'm at the garage, and we're refinishing some furniture, and my daughter and I are taking some screws out to get the thing apart, and we took out a couple, and it worked fine, and then, all of a sudden, the next one totally strips the screw, which is really frustrating, because once you strip the screw, you're stuck, right? You can't drive it in, you can't take it out.
You know, I find this happens to me more often than I'd like to admit, because I'm not very organized when it comes to the different bits for my drill driver, and I end up using the wrong one, inevitably for the wrong screw, and then next thing you know, I've stripped more screws than I'd like to say that I have, so, I mean, I'm always looking for a good solution here.
Yeah, and it happens to me a lot, too, when I don't drill a pilot hole, because let's face it, I am as lazy as the next DIYer.
It's got to be a certain material for me to
exactly.
do.
Exactly, it's got to be worth the effort, but once it's stripped, you're kind of stuck, and that's why I was really excited to find this new product from DAP, which is called Tank Bond Liquid Grip. Now, the way this works is, at the first sign that the screw starts to strip, you put a drop of this Tank Bond Liquid Grip on the screw head, which gives it the extra bit of surface traction that you need to easily install or take out the screw while preventing any further damage to the fastener.
Yeah, and you know what? This is really great, the liquid grip, for areas that get a lot of usage. You know, I'm always having an issue with the cabinet hardware or the swing set for the kids, things that constantly need to be tightened and adjusted. That's where you run into an issue with the screws getting stripped, so the liquid grip is ideal for those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. We find that too, especially our utensil drawer. Of course, that's the one you use more than anything else. The handle's always getting loose. So I'm going to try this the next time, and I bet you it's never going to happen again. And man, to stop the stripping from happening on door handles like front doors and things like that, because of the use, they loosen up, and if they strip, they're already hard to get, you know, the screwdriver into those screws, and when they strip, it makes it doubly difficult. I also like the fact that it works on any type or size of fastener, and it cleans up super easy from the tools. You just wipe it away. When you're done, you're good to go.
And the price is great. You can't beat it at $6.98 a tube, and you can check it out at your local Lowe's stores.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small right there at Angie.com.
Well, now that we're getting closer to the holidays, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But while replacing it is pretty expensive, refinishing it is not. Not to mention the fact that you don't have to, like, unhook the sink and everything else to do this project. It can really be easily accomplished in a single weekend using a kit created just for this purpose by Deich Coatings.
Yeah, and I'm talking super affordable because this hour we're giving away a great kit to one lucky caller. So make that you. This is the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's made with real stone, so it's really going to be beautiful. It's going to last a long time. We're talking about water repellent, heat resistance, because, you know, sometimes you just take that pan off the stove and put it right on the counter, and you can do that for sure. But best of all is this is a DIY project that you can tackle in a weekend. So get on the phone, give us a call. Here's your chance to win a great product from Deich worth $125.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. Now you can find the kit at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Deich Coatings website at DAICHcoatings.com. But one is going out to a listener drawn at random. Make that you by picking up the phone and calling us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT or posting it at MoneyPit.com.
John, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm working on a cement fireplace cap on top of my fireplace. What I'm needing to find out is what kind of paint or some kind of sealant I can use to keep my cement fireplace cap from being weathered so fast.
Well, I mean, generally you don't use a finish on that at all. I mean, you could use a masonry sealer. If you do, make sure you get one that's vapor permeable, because that means that the moisture can evaporate out of it, doesn't get trapped underneath and then freeze and sort of crack. But most importantly, you want to make sure that that cement cap is pitched properly, so it'll go from the clay liner out to the edge of the brick. And if you make it so it's a bit thick at the edge, it'll be a little bit more durable, as that because that's the edge that will typically chip off and break off the quickest. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
Good luck, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with the chilly weather upon us, now is a really good time to take on projects to improve your warmth and comfort as temperatures drop. And we're going to start with a little water heater maintenance.
Yeah, you know, both gas and electric water heaters do develop a buildup of sediment at the bottom of the tank. Now, that's not only going to kill the efficiency, but it can actually shorten the lifespan of your water heater as well.
Yeah, so what you want to do is drain out a couple gallons of water from the tank twice a year. But remember, the water is going to be hot, so make sure the heater is turned off and wear some long sleeves, wear some goggles to protect yourself from burns.
Now, there's two valves that you're going to see on the water heater. The one near the top is a safety valve, and that's going to release pressure. Don't touch that one. Do not touch the one at the top. The one near the bottom, that's what you use for draining. Now, you can connect a hose to that water heater and then set it to drain into a sink, your sump well, or even outdoors.
Now, once the hose is in place, you want to turn that valve counterclockwise to open the drain. And don't forget the water is hot. I mentioned that before, right? The water is hot. And in a few gallons, the water is going to become clear. Because once you see that water drain out, sometimes it's a bit cloudy because it's taken out all those mineral salt deposits, all that sediment. And you want to get rid of that because that acts as an insulating layer between the flame, if it's a gas water heater, for example, and the water itself. So the water heater has to run longer to do the same job. Now, once you've flushed out a couple of gallons, a few gallons, then close the valve by turning it clockwise.
All right. Now, once you're done, and as long as you're in the utility area of your house, do your lungs a fall favor and change out that furnace filter. Now, the furnace filter is going to be located in the main return grill near the furnace or inside the furnace near the blower. And cleaning one can actually help keep your house less dusty and also improve your indoor air quality.
And when you do replace the filter, always choose the most efficient model that you can find for your system, because the more efficient the filter is, the more particulates it will remove from the air. Make sure when you install it, you want to make sure that the arrow, which is on the edge of the filter, it points in the direction of airflow, usually towards the blower fan. And the furnace filter ought to be changed at least every couple of months. I would not use those fiberglass filters. I would use the pleated filters. And you can change those every 2 to 3 months generally. And this gives you some more long-term protection and long-term cleaning of the air in your house. And if you really want to take out pretty much all the particulates, all the virus-sized particles, then you could consider installing a whole house cleaner, particularly good for people that have respiratory issues. So now's a great time to take on this project. Before we seal up for the winter, let's take a few steps to make sure our air is clean as well.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for the job. Now you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects using the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, if you're missing the days of spending warm evenings outside on your deck or patio, there's no need to stop. You can use your outdoor spaces a bit longer if you know how to make them cool weather friendly. So stick around for some cozy nights.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com.
Post your questions like Aaliyah did, and she writes, is it possible to use stone veneer over brick on a 1910 house? The brick was unfortunately painted 20 years ago, and now it's peeling. I'm not sure if the paint has to be removed, and if doing so will make that brick decompose faster.
So here's a very good example why we say never paint brick. I mean, there are so many, if you don't like the brick around your house, if you don't like the brick face you have, there are so many other aspects of a home exterior that you can update and sort of decorate around it. Windows, shutters, trim, soffits, fascia, doors. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in this very difficult position, because the answer to your question is going to depend on how you would plan to attach the stone veneer. If you use the right adhesive, it might be okay. So you got to read and research carefully. The other option, Aaliyah, is to attach stucco mesh first to the brick and then stucco over that. There are also stucco systems that include internal drainage systems built in that can be attached. But basically, you've taken a simple siding project and made it super complicated by having painted that brick, or whoever painted that brick, 20 years ago. And now, unfortunately, you're stuck with a difficult update.
And you know what? You don't have to always focus on the largest surface of the house. Think of the small things, because changing a shutter or the trim color or the door color can really make a huge difference.
Well, if you're missing the days of spending warm evenings outside on your deck or patio, there's no need to stop. You can use your outdoor spaces for a little bit longer if you know how to make them cool, weather-friendly. Leslie has tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, the first thing you're going to need is heat, obviously. And, of course, an outdoor fireplace can do the trick. Or you can buy a simple fire pit or a more elaborate one that you can build and then fuel by wood or gas. You might also consider a chimney. I mean, they're gorgeous. They definitely suit a certain style of backyard over others, but they're really cute. They're inexpensive clay fireplaces, and they do throw out quite a bit of heat. Now, another option to keep your outdoor space warm is a patio heater. And a patio heater can heat with propane, and they come in a lot of different forms. A lot of homeowners traditionally choose those tabletop patio heaters, but there's also those freestanding heaters that you've seen at outdoor dining, especially more popular with all the outdoor dining because of the pandemic. But it's those, you can get those freestanding ones, and they do deliver a tremendous amount of heat to the surrounding areas. So now that we've got you warmed up, let's think about exterior lighting, because you're going to need more of that as the daylight is getting scarcer. So adding outdoor lighting can definitely enhance your home. I mean, you can do a lot of different things here. If you're looking for something simple, those beautiful little glass cafe lights that you see so often in outdoor dining situations or in your neighbor's yard, all you do have to run is some aircraft cable, some sort of cabling from one point of the yard to the other, and then zigzag it across, and then you can actually hang those lights. They'll clip right onto that, and that's great because it keeps it taut. It doesn't drape down, and so you can plug a couple of those strands in and put them on a timer, and they're just darling. Or you can even go so far as doing solar-powered lights. You can uplight. You can spotlight features of the property. So much you can do with outdoor lighting that will definitely change the look and feel of the space. And finally, if you want to make that outdoor space super cozy, think about adding an outdoor rug. Those concrete patios, they can feel chilly, they can look chilly, so an outdoor rug actually is a great choice to kind of, you know, make everything warmer, or at least seem warmer. They're going to come in a variety of colors and patterns, and they're made of materials that are meant to withstand the elements. As for cleaning them, you just have to hose them down when they get dirty. So, I mean, perfect rug for the outdoor space. The hose is right there as long as it doesn't freeze. So make sure you are doing all of the things to stay cozy in the cooler weather and use that outdoor space still.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you love old homes, you know that they can definitely have personalities. And some of that personality can come out in the way of a very noisy plumbing system. We're going to share the source and the solution to all that banging and clanging on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.